nhpr.org to get in on this wonderful raffle. nhpr.org.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Laura Kanoy, and this is The Exchange. The Market Basket saga just keeps getting bigger. A month after the company's board fired popular longtime president Arthur T. Demoulas. At stores around the region, there have been protests, petitions, calls for boycotts, and curtailed deliveries, meaning empty shelves. Here's a sampling of thoughts from employees and customers at the Market Basket in downtown Concord.
I'm thinking positive, and we will have this man back one way or another. It is affecting everybody. Not just me.
We're not going to feed the greed. It's all about greed. They want to take over the company. They want more money, and that's why they fired Arthur T. Demoulas, was because the shareholders felt as though they needed more money.
I'm still shopping here, waiting the outcome. If IDT doesn't go back into his position, I'm probably never going to shop here again.
And even some New Hampshire state lawmakers are getting involved. Yesterday, House Speaker Terry Norelli joined other legislators urging a boycott of the supermarket chain, following the lead of some Massachusetts lawmakers. Meanwhile, this morning, yet another development with Arthur T. making an offer to buy out the whole company. Today in The Exchange, what's behind the massive Market Basket and what it says about the supermarket industry? Let's hear from you, The Exchange number 1-800-892-6477, 1-800-892-NHPR. Send us an email, exchange@nhpr.org. Find us on Facebook or Twitter. Our guests in the studio are Jeff Feingold, editor at the New Hampshire Business Review. Jeff, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Great seeing you, Laura.
Also with us, Amy Schmidt, economics professor at St. Anselm College. Amy, welcome back.
Good morning.
And joining us from Boston, Erin Aylworth. She's staff reporter at the Boston Globe Business Desk, and she's been covering this story minute by minute. And Erin, I know you're busy this week. Thanks so much for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, Erin, your thoughts on the news just this morning that RDT has offered to buy the supermarket chain and end this thing. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have been waiting for RDT to make some sort of move, and this is it. And last night, my job was to, you know, call some of the organizers and employees and talk to them about what they thought this could mean. And they were excited and hopeful, but also a little reserved. RDT has made offers like this before, they said, and they obviously haven't been accepted. So will this work? No one knows. But what he's basically offering is to buy out the opposing sides of his family, 50.5% of the shares, and regain control of Market Basket.
And this is a family-owned business, right, Erin? And we've gone back and forth with, you know, this faction of the family owning more control, that 51% slice, and this faction. We've gone back and forth over the years with these kinds of board battles, haven't we?
Yes, and there's a swing vote, and One of the shareholders was on Arthur T's side for a long time, and she recently switched allegiances, if you will, to Arthur S's side, and that's what allowed this whole situation to sort of unfurl. With her support, Arthur S gained control of the board, and he made several moves that ultimately allowed the board to go ahead and fire Arthur T. And of course, that's what sparked this employee protest.
Well, and I want to ask all of you this, but I'll start with you. I think, Jeff, you know, there's been so much passion about this. There's a Market Basket fan website. There's Facebook petitions. There's in-person petitions. There's customers taping their shopping receipts from other stores on the windows of Market Baskets to let the company know how unhappy they are. I was at a baseball game last night. Everybody was talking about this. Why so much passion about a grocery store, Jeff?
It really is amazing to watch how this company has built up over the last, I'd say, 20 years or so, this brand loyalty that's just beyond anything you'd even imagine. I mean, it's beyond just talking about a Corvette or something. I mean, these people who just love this store, and they've taken this so personally. I can't remember anything like this similarly in any situation, certainly not in this area. But I couldn't think of anything in the history of you know, basically free enterprise in this country where somebody actually they have this emotional connection to this store. But the thing that's really interesting you have to remember is why this story is so important in New Hampshire. Demoulas and Market Basket stores, that's the single largest private employer in New Hampshire. They employ 9,000 people.
More than Walmart.
More than Walmart. That came about a couple of years ago because they have about, I think they have 28 stores now in New Hampshire. That's a lot of people. And a lot of people have a connection financially, whether they're saving their 4% on their soap or whether they know people who work at the store. There's very, very many people working there. And I think that's part of what it is also. It's because New Hampshire's a small state and people know everybody and they, you know, that's pretty much how it's working out.
Well, same question for you, Amy. You know, for some folks, a grocery store is a place where you buy lettuce and milk and bread. You're in, you're out. But when it comes to Market Basket, it seems to mean a lot more than that for some people. What gives?
I think part of it is the relationship they form with the associates and the assistant managers that they see week in and week out. I think most supermarket shoppers are creatures of habit, and they go to the same store, some people daily, see the people. Now, the associates and the assistant managers are asking these customers to boycott. They're asking them for their support, and the customers are responding.
Yeah, and the employees are something I really want to talk to you all about. And Aaron, to you first, about a week back when I heard that employees were going to walk off the job if RDT was not reinstated, I thought, wow, how can those folks afford to do that? I mean, you're, you know, possibly losing your livelihood there. How surprised were you that so many employees have said, you know, that's it?
Oh, quite surprised. I mean, I just don't think anyone has ever really seen something like this. I mean, these people are willing to give up their jobs for this man. And, you know, you go out and you talk to them and they talk about him in terms like head of the family, part of the family, you know, our Artie. He's almost attained this heroic, slightly mythical status, especially after these events. But they really feel like this man has their back, and he's been fighting for them for so long, they say. And what they mean by that is, you know, he pays them well. He gives them amazing benefits. As one woman described them, she was like, these are wicked good benefits. And I know, right? And you know, so he treats them well. He pays them well. And he comes into the stores and, you know, he's not there asking about profits first. First, he's going around and shaking everybody's hand and asking them how their spouses are doing, how their children are doing, and probably even how their dog is doing. And they like that. They like that they're getting not just compensated well for the work they do, but respected. And I think that's what has made them so loyal to Arthur T.
Jeff, go ahead.
I have to say that the Market Basket stores, they do pay well. I believe they have profit sharing, which is unheard of in this industry. It's really something interesting. Something to think about is that this is not a typical supermarket chain. Most of those other chains can go down the list. They don't have that kind of relationship with their employees. The pay is not very good. The opportunity for advancement is you know limited. But at Market Basket, somehow they found some way of not only providing more for their employees, but also actually just running away from the competition. Over the last several years, Market Basket is like head and shoulders above. Well, until the last week, you've seen stores in New Hampshire close. Stop
well,
and
Shaw,
Shop is out
yeah.
of here. Shaw's has cutting back. But Market Basket has kept growing under RDT, and I think that's part of what his, I guess, charisma is, this mystical feeling they have about him.
Almost a folk hero,
exactly.
and you think he's almost a folk hero, Amy Schmidt, and then, but it's a grocery store, so it's very striking.
What's also interesting is that it's so widespread that this wouldn't work if it was just a few stores. Then the current ownership would be able to fire those particular managers or fire the associates. But the fact that you have all 70 plus stores involved in this in Massachusetts and New Hampshire gives them protection, gives all of those employees and managers protection from any kind of retribution right now. Because picketing, in order to reinstate an owner or a manager, actually is a fireable offense. There's no protection for that. Under the law, I was talking to a retired labor lawyer yesterday who pointed that out to me. So they are taking a chance. But I think that you know, would they fire everybody? What company would you have left? So there is protection for them that way.
Well, we should talk about, you know, even though they're not unionized, it kind of looks like a union protest. But I also want to invite our listeners again to join us. 1-800-892-6477 is the number here in the exchange. 1-800-892-6477. If you're a customer or an employee of Market Basket, what's your view of this situation, the tactics being used? If you're a customer, are you on board with these protests? Are you having trouble shopping, giving the empty shelves in some stores? You're having to make other choices? Give us a call, 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. Again, 1-800-892-6477. Find us on Facebook or Twitter. One more time, the number, 1-800-892-6477. And Aaron, just to get back to basics very quickly. So Market Basket has 71 stores in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine. It's a family-run company, the Demoulas family. RDT was longtime president until last month when the board fired him. What was the reason given for firing him?
They basically thought that he didn't listen to the board, he didn't take them under advisement, and that he spent money recklessly, that he was doing too many deals without their input. And so they decided that he had to go. But really, it's more complicated than that. You know, that was the official reason. But this goes back to, you know, this goes back decades. In 1971, Arthur S.'s dad died of a heart attack, and later on, his side of the family basically accused Arthur T.'s side of the family of stealing shares, and they've basically been feuding over control ever since.
Which is what makes it so amazing that the store has been so successful here in New England, given all the infighting that's been going on. We have to take a short break to check in with our summer car raffle. When we come back, we'll start taking your calls. So if you're on the line, stay there. 1-800-892-6477. More thoughts, questions, comments from you. You can email us as well, exchange@nhpr.org. More on the mess at Market Basket in just a moment.
You count on NHPR and NPR to be your window to the world. We count on your contributions to keep that window open. It's the early bird portion of our summer car raffle. Get your tickets now at 1-888-805-6477 or online at nhpr.org. I'm Maury McMurray, the senior producer of Word of Mouth, along with our program director, Michael Rathke.
Good morning, and when you do pick up your tickets right now at 1-888-805-6477 or at nhpr.org, you, of course, will have the opportunity to win a new car. But when you do that right now, you will also be in on the early bird prize, the grand prize for the early bird portion, $2,000 worth of gas cards donated by Irving Oil. So call right now, pick up your tickets, $50 for one ticket, three tickets for just $100 at 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
And today, Laura Canoy and The Exchange, they're talking about the ongoing saga at Market Basket. You're not going to want to miss a minute of that. So why not, you know, get the tickets now? The next 2 minutes could be the most productive 2 minutes of your day. Tickets are just $50 each. You can get three for $100. All you have to do is call 1-888-805-6477, or you can get them online at nhpr.org.
If you want to look at it this way, the circumference of the Earth is just under 25,000 miles. If you are the early bird winner and win these $2,000 in Irving Oil gas gift cards, you could drive roughly half that distance. That's how far $2,000 worth of gas could get you, and that's the prize for the early bird portion of our summer car raffle. Now, time's running out to get your name in the hat for that drawing. You only have until noon on Saturday. So you're listening right now. It only takes a couple of minutes to buy your tickets. Again, $50 per one ticket, three tickets for $100 at 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
And when you get that ticket, you're not getting it simply to be part of the raffle. You could win. That's absolutely true. But you're also doing it to support NHPR and hosts like Laura Canoy. Laura spends hours researching, reading, preparing. She approaches her work with enthusiasm, professionalism, and a thirst for knowledge, and she knows how to get answers to the tough questions. Support programs like The Exchange. Support Laura Canoy at NHPR right now by purchasing your summer car raffle tickets. Call 1-888-805-6477, or you can do it online at nhpr.org.
Listener support accounts for just over 40% of our operating budget here at NHPR. On the other hand, federal funding accounts for less than 7%, and the gap between listener support and federal support is only going to get larger, not smaller. That's okay, because in the end, that means we're accountable to you, the listener. That means, though, that we need more of you, even, you know, another 5 or 10% more listeners stepping forward to help supporting NHPR will enable us to do our job, which is to provide you with the best programs we possibly can, including The Exchange with Laura Kanoy. And when you support NHPR right now, you're also buying yourself tickets for the summer car raffle, again, $2,000 in Irving Oil gas gift cards, the early bird prize. So pick up your tickets right now at 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
And we have two listeners on the line now. Do not let them run away with your $2,000 in gas money. You only have until noon on Saturday to get in on the raffle. Take 2 minutes now and get your tickets. $50 for one, $100 for three chances. All you have to do is call 1-888-805-6477. Or if you're listening to us online, you can do it at nhpr.org.
And we're talking a lot about those $2,000 in Irving Oil gas gift cards because time is running out to get your name in the hat for that drawing. It's going to be noon on Saturday. But lots of other great prizes, including a new car. That's the grand prize in the summer car raffle. We also have a bike with a roof rack. We have a bike or a gas grill. That's the second prize. That's a new one added to the list this year, a kayak also. So there's lots of great prizes that you can win when you buy your summer car raffle tickets at 1-888-805-6477 or at nhpr.org.
And once again, the grand prize for our summer car raffle is a choice of a car from Grapponi Automotive Group. They have six dealerships in Concord. You can get Ford, Honda, Hyundai, Mazda, any car of your choice. You simply have to be 18 or older. You need to be a New Hampshire, Vermont, or Massachusetts, have that mailing address, and you cannot work for NHPR, sadly. I wish that we could enter. Just call now, 1-888-805-6477.
New Hampshire weather turning partly sunny for today. We'll have high temperatures mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight. Some areas of fog after midnight and cooler. Lows tonight mid 40s in Coos County, ranging to 50s in the rest of the state. Sunny day tomorrow. Highs upper 70s to lower 80s. For the weekend, partly to mostly sunny Saturday. Highs from upper 70s to mid 80s. And cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. High temperatures mid 70s to lower 80s. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and support also comes to us from the law firm of Orr & Reno, bringing sound judgment and a practical approach to New England's legal challenges for more than 65 years, online at orr-reno.com. And Farnham Hill Cider is now offering a summer cider with a fruity character and brighter flavor for summer dining and entertainment, featured in New Hampshire wine and liquor outlet stores. This is NHPR.
This is The Exchange. I'm Laura Kanoy. Today in The Exchange, we're looking at all the controversy unfolding at Market Basket in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine. We invite you to join us, 1-800-892-6477. If you're a customer or an employee of Market Basket, what's your view of this situation? The protests, the emptying shelves, the employees demanding that Arthur T. Demoulas be reinstated as president. 1-800-892-6477 is our number on The Exchange, 1-800-892-6477. Email is exchange at nhpr.org. Erin Aylworth is with us, staff reporter at the Boston Globe Business Desk. Also, Jeff Feingold with New Hampshire Business Review and Amy Schmidt, economics professor at St. Anselm College. And all of you, let's go right to our listeners now. And Sam is joining us from Manchester. Hi, Sam. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm an employee at the Manchester Market Basket. I've been out here for the past 3 days protesting, you know. And a lot of people are like, you know, well, are you striking? You know, what do you want? And really, we don't want anything other than to get our CEO back. You know, he's a great guy. He does a lot for us employees. for the customers, for the community. So I really don't want to see this company get, you know, turned over to corporate greed.
Well, what's the concern beyond, you know, a real affection for RDT, Sam? What's the workplace policies or benefits that you and other employees fear are at stake?
Well, we do get profit sharing, which is wonderful. You know, you can work for Market Basket. You can make it your career. You know, you'll have a retirement plan when you get older. We also get awesome bonuses, you know, so that's wonderful as well. And, you know, he really makes us feel appreciated. He'll come into the stores. He knows a lot of our names. You know, he'll come up to us and shake our hand, tell us we're doing a great job, you know. So it's really wonderful to have a manager that actually, or a CEO that actually cares about the employees as well.
And are there rumors that the new folks, you know, have a long-term plan of taking away some of these terrific benefits?
Yes. You know, they took it over mostly out of greed or spite, in my opinion. You know, they wanted more money in their pockets. They don't care so much about the employees or the customers. They just want more money. And, I mean, they're already probably millionaires, so, you know, how much money can you really need?
Sam, I want to ask you one more question. I'm so glad you called. I was talking to somebody at a baseball game last night who had gone to the Market Basket here in Concord, and she said, I didn't know what to do because the employees were saying, you know, don't shop here, send a message to the new corporate leaders. But on the other hand, she was afraid that if nobody shops at Market Basket, you folks will lose your jobs because, you know, there won't be any revenue coming in. So what should customers do?
I mean, I would definitely say, you know, help us support the boycott. You know, we're only asking, you know, for this week, you know, help them see the impact that the customers do actually make. It's all about the customers. Without them, we wouldn't have a successful company. We wouldn't have jobs. But, you know, we got to make these CEOs see that they can't just come in and take over like that.
Well, Sam, it's great to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. And Erin Aylworth, wow, what do you pull out of that conversation with Sam? There she is protesting in front of the Manchester Market Basket.
Well, like I said, you know, they know that Market Basket is a successful company. They are a part of it. They are compensated well for it. Again, it also comes back to feeling appreciated for the work that they're doing. I mean, that's why these people are standing outside these stores with these signs. And so, you know, I've been talking to some of these organizers, and they've told me, listen, you know, we're asking you not to shop here, but everybody has to make their own decision. And so, you know, if you need the low prices, if you just want to go to Market Basket, go ahead. They're not going to stop you. But at the same time, if you can support them, then do so.
Jeff, do you want to jump in?
I think you hit on something, Laura, when you asked the question of Sam about what the rumors are about what's going on. Because I think the basic point is that no one really knows what the motivation of this board was, except for the family vendetta. This was never communicated. The firing of RDT was never communicated ahead of time. They didn't tell the customers. They didn't tell the employees, certainly, or the vendors that there was going to be this major change. They've never really communicated, even to this day, about what their motives were. Why are they doing this? It's just done, and here it is, new change, and I obviously would upset the employees extremely, and it upsets the customers. And I can't imagine the vendors right now must be a little upset too, because they're not getting it. Their goods aren't being acquired the same way, because they're not being distributed to the stores. So this really is a PR and marketing disaster that this board has just inflicted on this company. It's almost like they wanted to destroy the company because it was really how not to do it. Because they had a message to give, not that we know what it is, but they could have explained it at some level, and some people might have said, okay, well, I understand why you would want to do that. But there was no communication. And the other thing is, one of the co-CEOs is from Radio Shack, and his his specialty is in mergers and acquisitions, which only raises more concerns among the employees that this is that the idea is to just sell the company to a bigger chain.
So it's a fear. We don't know that they plan to do that.
We don't know. So they just made a fertile ground for rumor and innuendo.
Yeah, it's been called a public relations nightmare, Amy.
Yes, and they, as Jeff just said, they haven't explained anything. They've been very, very quiet the entire week, and we just have to wait till 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to find out what they're going to do next. Because the other question is, as you heard Sam say, she's asking customers to stay away for a week. The boycott is a week, and that week is about to end. The question is, what happens next? What happens if Arthur T. Is not voted those shares, and can this continue?
How long can it continue?
Right. Yeah.
Do customers eventually start to migrate elsewhere, and do those folks lose their jobs?
Right, right. And then you also have, you know, this is the summer. Market Basket buys local produce. Those farmers are being hurt. They can't sell their produce in the Market Basket stores. There are some ripple effects here of, you know, the vendors not being able to deliver their goods. If this continues, we could see other effects.
Right. I hadn't even thought about that. So if I'm a fish vendor, for example, and I have a contract to sell X pounds of fish to Market Basket in New Hampshire, what do I do with all my fish?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Let's go back to our listeners. Great to hear from you again, Sam. The 1-800-892-6477 is our number here in the Exchange. Send us an email, exchange@nhpr.org. Guy is calling from Nashua. Hi, Guy. Go ahead. You're on the Exchange.
Thank you very much. Hi, Laura. Thank you for providing this forum.
Sure.
Hey, listen, I really wanted to address one of the comments one of your panelists or participants made, which was the idea of mystifying this man as being mystic. It's kind of a mystical response. I want to kind of review the business formats that have been presented for successful business, which one of the ones that I rarely see in the marketplace in business is walking by management by walking around. You get a manager who really is supposed to know his people. It's about a relationship. And when I hear this discussion, I see some really key ingredients being missed. One of the most essential ingredients in the American democracy is social dissonance. It's peaceful demonstrating to get what really should be done. If you listen to, for example, Hedrick Smith, who did an excellent lecture on who and wrote a book on Who Stole the American Dream, this is a microcosm of the national picture of what we see going on in the country today. Why do we have so many people who are not getting those increases? There are a very small percentage of people who own a great deal of money. There is a real, talk about a dissonance in the American business place, and the employee is being invested in their company. This guy should be mystified. What's the secret? He's treating his people well, and his people are responding. This is a business model that used to be here all the time. It is disappearing from the American scene, and that's my comment.
Well, Guy, thank you so much. And Aaron, this perhaps is why this story has really taken off. It's about more than this one particular family-run grocery chain. Guy is right. It's about sort of broader values and concern about what's happening in corporate America.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, again, you talk to these people and they talk about that appreciation that they're receiving. And I think, you know, you and I were talking a little bit before the show about, you know, it's a grocery store. Why? And I really do think that it's one of those places where we get so attached to food. I mean, it sustains us. And the grocery store is where you go to buy the things that give you energy, that give you life, and give you comfort. I mean, I go to the store, I buy some ice cream when I'm feeling bad. And, you know, all of these things are wrapped up in this one location. And so for a lot of people, it's not just a grocery store. It's not just a business. It's a piece of their life, a part of their family. And that's why they're fighting so hard for it.
Well, Guy, thank you very much for the comments. And let's go to David calling from Albany. Hi, David. You're on the Exchange. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine, thanks.
Very good. I just wanted to comment. I've been listening to this ever since it got started. And on a talk show out of Boston, they had some of the employees that were fired. And of course, throughout the 2 hours, you heard nothing but praise for this Arthur T. and what he's done. But one of the callers called in and said that she couldn't say where you could find it online, but apparently there is an affidavit that was taken, and it explains what the cousins plan on doing as far as they want to raise the prices in the stores. They want to do away with the profit sharing benefits with the employees, and so that somewhere online you can find that.
But so there is,
I also wanted to tone in with the previous caller. This isn't just about Market Basket. I mean, personally, my opinion, greed has done more damage to America than anything else. I mean, a lot of American jobs have gone overseas just so they could be a lower price to fit on Walmart shelf. So, you know, this is about American values.
David, thank you very much for calling in. Yeah, sorry to cut you off there for a second, but I did want to hear from you, Jeff Feingold. Here's Guy and Nashua and then David in Albany both saying, you know, this is about something bigger.
Yeah, I think that they hit the nail on the head. That this really is. It's been a discussion under, you know, it hasn't really been a huge discussion, you know, like issues at the Washington level. But I do believe that it is something that people talk about, they think about how this American economy has changed so much over the last several decades. And people are afraid. They're afraid of what's happening. All those jobs are being shipped overseas. There are corporations like recently Walgreens that said they want to become a foreign company so they don't have to pay their taxes, their American taxes. It's like what's going on here? What is this corporate world like? And even though Demoulas is a family-run business, the thought is that the Arthur S. faction wants to make it more like one of these public corporations. And actually what David was saying about how there's some affidavit online that says what they want to do, this is to my point that it's just rumors. We don't even know. We don't know what they want to do. And I guess if they could communicate that somehow, there might be a clearer picture and there'd be less of this uncertainty about the company. It's really a fascinating this microcosm of how not to run a business. It's like corporate suicide. We're watching this company die before our eyes. And, you know, I guess RDT, by saying he'd buy their shares, is throwing them a lifeline, really, to save face. Whether they accept it or not is another matter. I can't imagine that they're going to do it immediately.
Well, and again, there's that board meeting tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon. A couple emails came in. Christopher in Manchester, he says, just went over to sign the petition at the Bedford store. Did not shop. There were only about 6-7 cars in the lot. We waited for them for a long time in Greater Manchester and hate to see their traditional business model destroyed. So that's Christopher in Manchester. And here's Deb, who says, I am a customer and I shop there because it is so cheap. And you can basically get most things you want or need, and it's 30% cheaper than other grocery stores. She says, if RDT is responsible for good pay and low prices, he should be considered a hero. How many businesses can say that? Thanks for those emails. We'll take more of your emails and phone calls in just a moment. Checking in now very quickly with our summer car raffle.
And hearing the exchange is one of the reasons you value NHPR. Help us keep the exchange coming your way by supporting NHPR now during our early bird portion of the summer car raffle. Pick up a few tickets online at nhpr.org or give us a call 1-888-805-6477. I'm Maureen McMurray, along with NHPR Program Director Michael Rathke.
Good morning, and when you buy your tickets right now, you could win $2,000 in gas gift cards donated by Irving Oil. That's our early bird prize. It's a great way to cut down on the amount of money you're going to spend on gas for the next year if you're the lucky winner of the early bird prize. And whether you win that one or not, you're still eligible to win a new car and some of the other great prizes we'll tell you about in a couple of moments. So pick up your tickets now. $50 for one ticket, three tickets for just $100 at 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
But the early bird portion of our raffle ends this Saturday at noon, so you're going to want to call now. It takes just 2 minutes. Give us a call, 1-888-805-6477. It's $50 for one ticket. If you want more chances to win, 3 for $100. You can also get your tickets online at nhpr.org.
40% of our operating budget comes from listeners just like you. We count on you to step forward and pay for your fair share of the listening that you enjoy from NHPR. If the exchange is appointment listening, if your day is just not the same, if you miss the exchange with Laura Kanoy, then please do your part now. Support NHPR. And when you do that right now, you will be buying tickets to win some really, really terrific prizes in our NHPR Summer Car Raffle. Call 1-888-805-6477 or pick up your tickets online at nhpr.org.
And that's $50 for one chance to win, $100 for three chances to win. Not only are you entered to win a car, you could also win one of our early bird prizes, which includes $2,000 of gasoline. Imagine what you could do with $2,000 of gas this summer, this year. All you have to do to enter is just give us a call, 1-888-805-6477, or you can visit us online at nhpr.org.
And again, the deadline for you to buy your tickets to win the early bird prize is noon on Saturday. That's when we're having the drawing for the $2,000 in Irving Oil Gas gift card. So when you buy your tickets right now, you're also in the running to win a new car from one of six Scripponi automotive dealerships. Also, prizes include the second prize, a new one to the list this year, a Vermont Castings gas grill, also a Trek bike and Yakima roof rack, a kayak with a paddle as well. So lots of great prizes this year that you could possibly win one of them when you buy your NHPR Summer Car Raffle tickets right now. Takes just 2 minutes to buy those tickets. Take those 2 minutes right now, and we promise to have you back to your radio in time to hear the final segment in today's riveting discussion on The Exchange about the ongoing Market Basket saga. 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
And the benefits when you buy that ticket will be here all year long in the form of programs like The Exchange and Word of Mouth and all of the NPR and NHPR programs that you love. All you have to do is give us a call, 1-888-805-6477, to enter into the early bird portion of our summer car raffle. It ends this Saturday at noon, or you can visit us online at nhpr.org.
2 minutes, that's all the time it takes to buy your tickets. Just 2 minutes, whether you're on the phone or on the web. We just need the basics from you, who you are, how we can reach you. If you are one of the lucky winners of the NHPR Summer Car Raffle, which credit card you'd like to use to buy your tickets, and how many tickets you'd like to buy. And again, the more tickets you buy, the better your odds of winning. One ticket is yours for $50. Three tickets are yours for just $100 at 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
And in a world where headlines are affected by bottom lines, we're glad that we remain non-commercial and depend on our listeners, on you, as our most important source of income. Every dollar makes a difference here at NHPR, and when you give now, you can be entered into our summer car raffle, to the early bird portion of that summer car raffle. Give us a call, 1-888-805-6477. If you're listening online, simply visit us at nhpr.org to make your donation, but you got to do it now.
It's going to be turning partly sunny across New Hampshire today. High temperatures mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight. Some areas of fog after midnight and cooler. Lows tonight from mid 40s in Coos County, ranging to 50s in the rest of the state. Sunny day tomorrow. High temperatures upper 70s to lower 80s. For the weekend, partly to mostly sunny Saturday, highs from upper 70s to mid 80s, and cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, high temperatures mid 70s to lower 80s. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and support also comes to us from Comcast Business, continuously investing to keep customers ahead of the technology curve. Comcast Business is built for business. More at business.comcast.com. And Peabody & Smith Realty, a full-service real estate firm specializing in northern and central New Hampshire and the Lakes region. Information at peabodysmith.com. This is NHPR.
This is The Exchange. I'm Laura Kanoy. Today in The Exchange, we're looking at what's behind the mess at Market Basket. When Arthur T. Demoulas, the beloved president of the grocery store chain, was fired last month, it set off a chain reaction in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine. Employee protests, empty shelves, consumer boycotts. We're looking at this situation this hour in The Exchange and getting your thoughts at 1-800-892-6477, email exchange at nhpr.org. And Erin, Jeff, Amy, let's go right back to our listeners. And Jean is calling from Londonderry. Hi, Jean, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'm a longtime customer from Londonderry, and I think that the current management has totally underestimated the reaction when they fired Arthur T. The earlier caller who called who called it corporate suicide, is so right. They are killing the golden goose. And what I think they need to do is reinstate Arthur T. and the 8 employees that were fired.
So, Jean, where have you been shopping?
interesting. I'm up in Vermont at my camp, and I load up with Market Basket before I come up because the only competitor up here is Shaw's, and I will not shop at Shaw's. So I am very concerned. I was going to go back down to Tilton to Market Basket to load up again, but now I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, Jean, thanks a lot for calling in. And Aaron, very quickly, we talked earlier about ripple effects around New England in terms of suppliers. I use the example of, you know, someone who may have a contract to sell fish to Market Basket. What's been the ripple effect for other grocery store chains in this area?
Well, we've been getting reports of their stores, Shaw's, Stop and Shop's, the Hannaford's, just getting a ton of customers, almost to the point where they can't keep anything off on their shelves either, because people are just, you know, flooding in and snapping it all up. There is that, and a couple of the stores I've heard are actively advertising for more workers.
You really?
Know, they're trying to hire, so that's definitely a great ripple effect. But of course, on the flip side, you do have those vendors and suppliers who are out quite significant business, and it goes beyond them. You know, they get their supplies from these fishermen and from these farmers, and so you're going to start to see that ripple out.
So there could be some longer term consequences if these suppliers are kept in limbo for a while.
They've said if this goes past this week, there could start to be layoffs.
Wow, Jeff.
You know, that's another aspect of this that we haven't talked about, is that Market Basket is basically giving their customers, saying to their customers, go try the competitors, try them for a week. And these customers might say, well, you know, I don't mind it here at Hannaford. I don't mind, besides what that woman said on about Shaw's, I don't mind it here at Shaw's. And they might maybe not come back. And this is after in December January they started this 4% back give back to the customer. And you know how many new customers they brought in who had never been there before? And now they're just saying, well, see ya, after a few months. It's a disaster. It really is a disaster.
Just from a sort of how to run a business or how not to run a business perspective. Well, thanks again for that call, Jean. Let's go to Michael in Hampton Falls. Hi, Michael. You're on The Exchange. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had made an observation. When I moved to New Hampshire about 13 years ago, I was in auto finance, and I got to see people's income levels, and I was really just impressed with seeing the incomes, the bonuses, the profit sharing levels from a Market Basket employee, and it made me think, wow, this is a company that is creating stakeholders, which is lost, I think, in American business right now. It's all about the shareholders, and this company seemed to really take stock in their employees, and I'd see the managers shopping at local stores, just price comparing and obviously adjusting their prices to be competitive while paying their employees a great wage that was really career-oriented. And I don't see that at so many companies now. It's all about the low price and low cost employee and money to the stockholders. And having a stakeholder company is lost in this community these days. So I really hope whatever happens, the company still keeps this goal and this
that ethic that you're
going.
Talking about. Yeah, Michael, thanks for the call. Amy, what do you think?
Well, certainly there's an advantage to not having to respond to the stockholders, not having to have a quarterly outlook and being able to have a long-term outlook. And Demoulas, I think, has benefited from that and under the leadership of Arthur T. I do want to make one point, though, about how different, how unique this situation is.
From a labor perspective, it's not a strike in that classic sense.
Exactly. It's not a strike. It's not a lockout. The employees are still reporting to work. My understanding is that hours have not been cut back. This is really unique, where you have management, lower-level management, and the rank-and-file employees working together against ownership. And I've never heard of anything like this in the United States before. And it's so much more effective than if you have employees striking on their own. The management is refusing shipments at stores. They're having the employees come in even though there's no work to do, so they can really harm the bottom line much more than just a picket line or having the employees, the associates, not stocking the shelves. They could bring in assistant managers to do that instead. Everybody's in this together except for ownership.
Very interesting. And Aaron, we've been saying a week, a week, a week, you know, the boycott is supposed to last a week and so forth. What happens if it goes on past a week? I mean, how long can this go on, Aaron?
I mean, when this started, they said we will do this every day until R30 is back.
Wow.
Now, they're thinking that they'll do enough damage in this 1 week that it will come to a resolution. But I'm not sure that that is a set deadline. So, and again, if we go past this week, then you start seeing, you know, the damage spread out to other businesses and companies. It's already hitting them. I mean, we've gotten, reports of, reports of and vendors telling us that these supplies that had been sent over basically spoiled and were taken to the landfill. And we're talking, you know, thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands even. So this is big money going down the drain. And, you know, how long can it last? I don't know.
It's too bad they can't give it to a food bank or something, right? I mean, I don't know. That's a lot of food.
It's just not leaving the warehouse. I mean, the stuff that was ordered the Thursday before the first rally never left the warehouse.
Jeff, did you want to jump in there?
No, I'm just saying what Aaron's saying is really it shows once again that they really had no idea what the effects of getting rid of this one person would have. I guess you could say this family vendetta just kind of blinded them to making a rational decision, and that's how corporations are supposed to run rationally. I mean, I know supposedly corporations are people. Maybe this proves that they really are like people because they weren't thinking rationally like a regular human being. It's something unheard of that you would make a decision that is against the fiduciary responsibility of your board to keep the company going.
Well, the company
it's a basic
successful
thing as a board member. It was extremely
successful.
It was extremely successful.
Amy?
I just wanted to add that there were hundreds of millions of dollars in cash in the company that R30 wanted to keep in a fund. My understanding is that quite a bit of that money has been distributed now to the shareholders, which means the board members. So I think that I think the vendetta is important, but I think that there was also that large stockpile of cash that some of those board members wanted to get to.
Well, and as we talk about how long can this go on, here's an email from Donna who says, I'm concerned about the employees at Market Basket who depend on their jobs to pay their bills. These hardworking people need the support of a good employer and don't deserve to be pulled into a corporate slash family fight. Donna, thanks for that email. And that's the thing, Aaron. I understand that concern. If this keeps going on, we could see hardworking folks lose their jobs.
Oh, absolutely. Some of them have said, you know, they definitely fear that. And obviously, we saw 8 people over the weekend lose their jobs. I mean, the Market Basket leadership sent couriers to 8 senior employees' houses and gave them their termination papers. So people have already lost their jobs over this. And, you know, if the company continues to be hobbled, I don't see how they're not going to lose more. I mean, you're not making money, so how are you going to pay people if and when this gets resolved?
All right. Well, Aaron, lots of buzz about the Market Basket board meeting tomorrow, so we'll be looking at your reports on the Boston Globe to find out more on that. So thank you very much for being with us, Aaron. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Aaron Aylworth, staff reporter at the Boston Globe Business Desk. And Jeff Feingold, I know you'll be watching this too. Thank you for
being
here.
Thanks, Laura.
Jeff Feingold, editor for New Hampshire Business Review. And Amy Schmidt, good to see you. Thank you also for your time.
Thank you.
Amy Schmidt, economics professor at St. Anselm College. Let's check in very quickly now with NHPR Summer Car Raffle.
Listening to NHPR makes your time more valuable, whether it's when you wake up, during your commute, or on the weekend. We create that value with listener support from you. It's the early bird portion of our summer car raffle, and we're asking you to get your tickets now by calling 888-805-6477. I'm Maureen McMurray, the senior producer of Word of Mouth, and I'm here with NHPR program director Michael Rathke.
Good morning, and once again this summer we are raffling off a car here at NHPR, but we're leaving it up to the winner to choose what kind of car they'd like to drive away with. And who knows, maybe that person is going to be you. But first, you have to buy your tickets at 1-888-805-6477 or at nhpr.org. The winner of the grand prize of a new car can choose from Grapponi Automotive Group's 6 dealerships, Ford, Honda, Hyundai, Mazda, Scion, and Toyota. The drawing for the grand prize is next week, but when you get your ticket right now, or tickets right now, because the more tickets you buy, the better your odds of winning, you're also in the early bird portion of the car raffle, and the grand prize of that is $2,000 in gas cards donated by Irving Oil. Pick up your tickets right now at 1-888-805-6477. Purchase your tickets online at nhpr.org.
And that's not all. Each ticket is also a chance to win other prizes, including a Vermont Castings gas grill, a trek bike with a Yakima roof rack, a kayak with paddle, and of course, don't forget, you could win a brand new car. It's $50 for one chance, three chances for $100. Maybe you want more chances at that grill, at the gas money, at the car, six chances for $200. But to get the chances, you got to give us a call, 1-888-805-6477, or you can do it online at nhpr.org.
And the stainless steel gas grill, that's the second prize in our summer car raffle, and it is a new prize we've added to the roster this year, and I understand that it's really generating a lot of interest, and for good reason. You can practically smell those burgers and hot dogs grilling on that right now as we just talk about it. Again, the stainless steel gas grill is the second place prize of our summer car raffle. The grand prize, again, for the early bird portion, the deadline to get your name in the hat for that portion of the car raffle is noon on Saturday. That prize, $2,000 in Irving Oil gas gift cards. $50 for one ticket. Three tickets are yours for $100 right now at 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
And coming up in just 2 minutes, Diane Rehm is going to be discussing and debating an issue that's very near and dear to the hearts of people living in New Hampshire and New England, political primaries. You're not going to want to miss a minute of that. So why not get your raffle tickets now? It takes 2 minutes and you'll be able to come back to hear Diane Rehm's wonderful conversation on political primaries. But to do that, you got to give us a call at 1-888-805-6477. We have four callers on the line. Don't let them drive away with your brand new car. Give us a call.
At 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org. You've just enjoyed an hour of riveting conversation about the ongoing saga at Market Basket on The Exchange with Laura Kanoy, the program that brings you interesting conversations each and every day here on NHPR. And a great show, as Maureen just mentioned, coming your way on the Diane Rehm Show coming up next. You make all of these great programs and conversations possible when you support NHPR. And when you do that right now, you're also buying yourself some raffle tickets to win some really, really cool prizes, including $2,000 in Irving Oil gas gift cards. When you pick up your tickets now, $50 for one ticket, three tickets are yours for just $100 at 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
And if you want a chance to win that $2,000 in gas money, do it now. The early bird portion of our car raffle giveaway ends at noon on Saturday. That's when the early bird portion ends. So give us a call at 1-888-805-6477 now, or you can donate online at nhpr.org to get those tickets, $50 for one, $100 for three at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and support also comes to us from the Peterborough Players Professional Theater, presenting world premiere comedy by Charles Morey, The Granite State, now through August 3rd, and tickets at peterboroughplayers.org. And Merchants Auto, New Hampshire's pre-owned dealer for more than a half century, over 500 nearly new pre-owned vehicles in stock, merchantsauto.com or 800-AUTO-999.
These are the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio.
WEVO Concord, 89.1.
WEVS Nashua, 88.3.
WEVH Hanover, 91.3.
WEVN Keene, 90.7.
WEVC Gorham, 107.1.
WEVJ Jackson, 99.5.
WEVF Colebrook, 90.3.
And WEVQ Littleton, 91.9.
And online at nhpr.org.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The bodies of more victims from the shot-down Malaysian passenger jet will return to the Netherlands today. 40 bodies were returned yesterday and were received by the Dutch King, Queen, and Prime Minister. Meanwhile, international monitors are getting into the plane's debris field in eastern Ukraine. NPR's Corey Flintoff is there.
One of the problems here is that this site has been unsecured for quite a long time, and some of the main wreckage has been wide open. It looks like personal belongings of the passengers have been moved around. There's some evidence of suitcases being opened. There's some possibility that there's been looting going on. Observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe have said that it was their impression that some of the evidence has been moved around.
NPR's Corey Flintoff. Observers say some human remains are still in the debris field. A search is on for an Air Algérie plane with more than 100 people aboard. The flight disappeared from radar in West Africa en route to Algiers from Burkina Faso. The BBC's Alex Duval-Smith has more from Bamako, Mali.
The search area is being concentrated between the towns of Gao in northeastern Mali and Tessalit in the far north. 1,000 kilometers separates those two locations, and it's difficult because there have been sandstorms overnight.